Cannibal Hills, romance and erotica reel. He kissed her, gently at first. She returned his kiss, walking him backwards until they both fell onto the wooden framed bed. The kisses became more urgent as they rolled around on top of the duvet. Catherine's breathing was ragged as Jake kissed her neck, pulling the t-shirt aside to reveal her shoulder. She entwined her fingers into his hair again, pulling his head towards her. He broke off from her shoulder to kiss her again, fiercer this time, their teeth clashing with the building passion. Catherine was uttering soft gasps as Jake nuzzled her neck. She almost squealed as his tongue darted into her ear. As Jake rolled on top, Catherine's legs fell open to accommodate him. She felt his hardness through the material of his trousers, a small gasp of delight escaping her lips as Jake pushed against her. He could feel the warmth radiating through his crotch. Jake knew that she had no underwear on. He could almost hear the crinkling of her pubic hair as he ground against her. He broke away from the kiss and began moving down her body with his mouth. Catherine froze. She'd only heard about what was about to happen. Now, it was about to happen to her. Jake lifted the shirt until it was up over her breasts. Before she could think, she was holding her arms up, allowing it to slip over her head, leaving her body totally exposed to a man for the first time in her life. Jake took one of her nipples in his mouth, circling his tongue around the areola, making her shudder. His breathing was harsh, almost pained. He didn't realize that he had tears in his eyes. His whole body was tingling. Goosebumps peppered him as he kissed her body. She almost cried out in a pained ecstasy as he gently bit the tip of her nipple. His other hand gripped the other breast, kneading it between his fingers. Catherine was totally in his power. His hands remained on her breasts as his lips trailed down her belly towards the dark triangle of hair between her legs. Her breathing came in shallow gulps at the anticipation of his next kiss. His hands left her breasts, circling around her thighs as his mouth found her most intimate spot. Her neck arched backwards into the pillows as Jake probed and licked between her legs.
"Oh, Jake. Oh, yes. Oh, please, don't stop."
His fingers teased the mound of flesh as his tongue and lips continued to kiss and lick her soft petals of flesh. Her hands gripped the duvet as a shudder ran through her. Jake could feel her orgasm, holding onto her thighs, moving his mouth in motion with her writhing body. She cried out in ecstasy as Jake clamped his mouth over her, flicking his tongue against her to increase the feeling. Her head rocked from side to side until the orgasm finally subsided. Jake slithered back up her body, planting a kiss on her lips. She could taste herself on him, although she didn't care. She was lost in the moment. Before she could think, she was unbuttoning his trousers and pulling off his top. She was ready. She needed to feel what others had only told her about. He lowered himself onto her, sliding inside with a gentle push. She let out a small gasp as he sank deep inside her. Catherine's legs wrapped around his back, her fingers digging into the flesh of his buttocks as he began to make love to her. She looked up at him, her breath shallow, her damp hair laid out on the pillow underneath her. Jake was drinking in the sight of her. To him, she was impossibly beautiful, the complete woman. He could feel her beginning to climax again. She pulled his face to hers and kissed him to stop herself crying out. This tipped him over the edge, his body stiffening as he toppled over the edge with her. Two people, locked together in a moment, neither wanting to end. Gradually, the orgasms subsided. They both stared into each other's eyes, their breathing labored. As if reading each other's thoughts, they both moved in for a kiss. For Jake and Catherine, it silently sealed their union.
Oh, Jake, that was better than I ever thought it would be.
He slid off her, landing in a tangle of sweaty limbs. He pulled her close, savoring the tingling that ran through his body. Catherine nuzzled into his neck, wrapping her legs over his. She savored the feeling as long as she could before sleep took her. She felt complete.